This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
And we will start with team news from Sky and then ask for a maximum of two questions per journalist to get through as many as possible in the 30 minutes we have. Michael.
Antonio.
Hey.
Back, good to be back.
Thank you.
What's the latest team news ahead of the match? I'm hearing Bissouma might have a slight knock.
In this moment we have only one player that I'm sure will miss against Southampton. He's a Skip. And Olivier Skip. About Bissouma, I think we have another day and to check very well his physical condition. Nothing of serious, but I don't want to take any risk for the next games. But tomorrow we'll have another training session to make evaluation about team. The other are all available.
Whilst talking Cummings, there's talk of Destiny Udugie from Udinese. What's the latest on him? And also, you've made six signings. Do the club need more for a very successful season?
For sure, we are trying to do things with common sense. And I think I know only this way to try to improve the club, to try to give a right direction. And it's not simple because you have to try to not make mistake, no? Especially in the transfer window with the club. But I think we are doing good things. With common sense, and to try to improve the quality, to try to improve the squad, because in this season we are going to play and to face four competitions, especially Champions League and with Premier League and FA Cup and Carabao Cup. I think that we are going in the right direction, but you know very well that. You need to have a bit of patience, time, because if you want to build something important and to fight for important achievement, and you have to work and to work and to improve in every moment, every situation the club.
Sounds like as well with the World Cup and five substitutes, you might want the manager just wants a little bit of a bigger squad this year. With Reguilón, Winks, La Salsa, and Ndombele, is there any chance of them to return as the season progresses, or is the message
is
better for everyone they find a new solution, new club?
But as you said in your question, and there is the World Cup. There is the World Cup, and for this reason, many players. Wants to play regularly, For this reason, I think that sometimes it's better and the player and for the club and to find the right solution for both. Because to keep players unhappy is not good, and I cannot ensure to play regularly here in Tottenham. But we are talking about a good player, but they want to play regularly, and then maybe they deserve to play regularly. And for this reason, we want to find the best solution with the club and with the player to be the both sides happy.
Michelle?
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Secondly, how do you feel your team and your players have developed in pre-season tactically, all the time that you've had?
Surely to have seven months of work in your back is really important, because it means that I can work also to improve, no? To improve our tactical aspect, to improve also under physical condition, to improve all the team, because the team has 7 months of work in his back. We are trying to develop much more situation with the ball, without the ball, about the pressure, high pressure, medium pressure, low pressure. And under this aspect, I'm satisfied, because we had more time to work together and to try to develop our football knowledges.
First off, of course, you're going against Southampton and you played with Martin in February. It does feel like a long time ago, but they did beat you 3-2. What are you expecting from Southampton this Saturday?
My expectation to have a different result than last season. This is my first expectation. Yeah, I hope so, because in last season and Southampton, we do. Away, and we lost at home, and for this season we are talking about a team that is a really good team, a good manager. We have to pay great attention, but at the same time we want to try to start in the best possible way, to try to get 3 points. We are going to play in our stadium. This is the first game, and we'll see again our fans, and it would be exciting for the players, for me, and to play again and to go into the new season.
Ian?
Hi, Antonio. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What does success look like for you this season? Because some fans I speak to after last season and something you've had in terms of transfers, think top four, some think top four and a trophy. Something just a trophy. So within that spectrum, what is success?
Why not Champions League and Premier League to win?
Exactly. You want to win the Champions League.
No, but I think my target, and the club's target is to try to continue to improve, to develop what we the process that we have started 7 months ago. It doesn't mean that if you lift trophy or you win Premier League or you win Champions League or you get a place in Champions League, you achieved your target. It means that we have to try to develop in every aspect, because my experience bring me to tell that we are going the right direction. But at the same time, I know that the club needed other steps before to be competitive the top team in the league, the top team in Europe. For this reason, I think that we have not to be presumptuous, not arrogant, and we have to know only one word, that is work, and work to try to improve into the pitch, outside of the pitch, to become a top club. Yeah, but I think we are in the right direction. We are improving, and our target has to develop the situation and to increase our value into the pitch and outside of the pitch.
And I've been looking at some of your Instagram over the summer. You've obviously been working hard on the pitch during the team's tours, but lots of nice family photos of you around London as well. I get the impression you're a much happier Antonio Conte sitting here now than 6 months ago, or even 9 months ago when you joined the club. You seem like everything fits a lot better now. Am I right?
I have to be honest, but from the first when I arrived in Tottenham, and then I was really happy because I always say that I found a club, a modern club with a great with a stadium, with a fantastic training ground, and everything that a coach aspire to find, no, when you sign a contract. At the same time, I say that I want to try to build something important with this club, because I like to win, and I say that it will be very important to match these two situations and to develop the club and to bring the club to become a club that wants to fight for something important in every season. Yeah. Then you know very well, every season there is one that win in Premier League, one win the Champions League, one FA Cup, one Carabao Cup. In England it's very difficult to win because they are monster. At the same time, our target want to bring Tottenham to have the stability to stay there, and then to fight to be competitive and to try to lift trophy. To become a stable club, no, stable club, and in a good position. But I know also other clubs, no, wants to do the same, and for this reason it will be very difficult.
George.
Antonio, hello. Just on Man City and Liverpool competing, what do you need to compete with them two clubs for Premier Leagues and Champions Leagues? Do you need more money, more players? What do you need to compete with the two best teams in England?
Yeah, but I think that you forgot Chelsea. And this is a big, big mistake. You are talking about a team that 2 seasons ago won the Champions League. And it's a really big squad. Last season, they won the World Cup for club. Yeah, why Chelsea is not in this group of top team? For me, Chelsea is in this group, and they want to stay there, and they deserve it to be considered in this position. And then there is United. That don't forget, and I repeat, because football is not 1 + 1 = 2. Because United, and I repeat, a concept that I always say to you, United last season and finished sixth, despite the transfer market. Transfer market was Sancho, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Varane. 2 seasons ago, they finished second. They did this transfer market to try to win the league, and they finished sixth. You have to pay attention, in my opinion, in all of this situation, because we know that in England it's difficult to fight to win. But we want to try to be competitive. We want to try to improve than last season, and. This is our target, and if you ask me about City, about Liverpool, my answer is that we are talking about two of the best clubs in the world, that they are working with the same coach for 7 years. And then now they are, in my opinion, they are in a position that is very difficult for the other to try to close the gap. But we have to do this also because a City and Liverpool, you have to spend I don't know, 100 million for six players, they go to spend for one player or two players 100 and more millions. This is the difference. The difference that you have to run behind, they stay in front of you, but you know very well, and they deserved to stay there because they work very well. They work very well to have the same coach and to be back. The coach, Klopp, and Guardiola, and Tuchel, and they deserve to do this. I think to become a strong team, you need to have a stability and a vision. The idea has to be very, very clear, and then you'll see that you go step by step and to try to reduce this this gap.
Do you think, because of the players you signed this summer, Perisic, Bissouma, that you've closed the gap on Man City and Liverpool?
But this, our target in this moment is not to close the gap. It's to try to be better compared last season. Yeah. And we know that last season we reached the fourth place, and in my opinion was a big, big achievement also because we ended the season with only 13 players. The first target... our target, the club target, was to try to improve the squad under quality aspect and under numerical aspect. Because also numerical aspect and the squad was not enough. And it was our first target. That you know very well. You can't reach the best, the optimum in only one year or only after 7 months. You know that you need a bit of patience. But at the same time... it's important to have the ambition to try to be competitive, to try to fight for the best. The ambition has to be this. Then the reality can be different, but our ambition, because this ambition, this type of ambition, push me, my players, the club, without to be presumptuous or arrogant, I repeat, but... this ambition has to push us to give 120% in every day, in every moment of our life, in the work, yeah, in our work.
Sure. Okay, we'll finish this section with Charlie and then Alistair, please.
Just wanted to ask you that, Tony. You're saying about how City and Liverpool have a big advantage because their head coach has been, or manager has been, in place for such a long time. Do you think then the only way that a club like Spurs can compete is to have a manager who stays for a similar length of time, that it might take 5-6 years, but that's a sort of prerequisite to challenging?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because if you are with the same manager for many years and you give continuity and you continue an idea, you continue a vision, and for sure... it's the best situation for the club to improve and to grow season by season, because the vision is one, is not another different vision with another manager. Yeah, for sure, to have a coach for many years, it means that you reduce the time, because you give continuity in the work together, no? The manager, the club, the players, and I think that this is important. And for me, after 7 months, it's easier now to work with the players, because the players, they know what I want, and now we can work in other aspect to implement their football knowledges, and we grow, no? Under tactical aspect, under physical aspect, under mentality aspect, yeah. Because you know each other, and I think this is very important.
But you, as a manager, tended not to stay at clubs for that kind of length of time. Do you think that's something you would reconsider?
But first of all, I need to stay well in the club, and. I like always the honesty, because if you tell me one thing, then you have to respect this. Otherwise, I don't like the people that said me one thing at the start, and then during the season, or after 1 year, 2 years, change the situation. And I don't like this. And I like an honest person that also, if they have to tell me a bad truth, but has to be the truth. Not a good lie, because if you tell me a good lie, you don't have a lot of life with me, because I hate lie, I hate liar. Yeah.
Okay, Ali, do you want to finish this off, please?
Okay, out in Israel, you said about Ivan Perisic that he's not the Ivan Perisic you know right now because he's getting his fitness back. Is he fit enough to start in the Premier League yet?
But it's normal that even after a serious injury, and he's struggling a bit to come back in the best physical condition. But honestly, I surprised, because he reduced his time to recover, and we are really happy. At the same time, we are not worried, but we had to pay a bit of attention to give him the right time to adapt himself, to recover 100% about his injury. But I know him very well. He's a really good addition for us. It will be very important for his experience for the young players. Sessegnon is a player that play in the same role. I think Ivan can teach him a lot of situation to improve Sese. But Ivan for sure is a really good addition for us for many aspects. Then we'll see. We have another training session tomorrow. Or play him or Sese. Yeah.
On the other side, on the right hand side, you've got three right wing backs essentially in Emerson,
Matt
Doherty, and Jens Hertz as well. How are you going to keep them all happy, or do you see maybe one of them having to leave this
weekend? Yeah, also for the right side, and we have a similar situation, no? Like Ivan with Matthew, because Matthew he had a serious injury, I think worse than Ivan, and now is a. He's working a lot. He had a bit of time to come back, to be fit like last season. I hope to bring him in the same situation of last season, because Matthew, I think, he played really, really well. At the moment, for sure, we need to have a bit of patience. He needs to have a bit of patience, but he's working very well to be fit quickly. And then we have Spence. Spence, I said to you that it was an important investment for the club, for the future, no? He's a really good prospect, he's a young player. For sure, it's important for him to understand very well, to work with us, to adapt himself about the demanding of Tottenham, and with him we had to work to have patience. It's the same for the players. And then there is Emerson. Emerson is fit. This is the about the wingbacks, the situation. I hope to that I was clear to explain the situation.
Yeah. Can you keep them all happy?
There's
three for one position.
But they have to make me happy, no? You understand? Yeah, with the performance, with Cooper, and that, to bring me and to think about who is the better player, you understand? And they have to make me happy, no? Not me. Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, then.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.